So let's review. Our shir began with the Mishnah. Koshin deli bepiskaya avaloi bechavel. A person may tie a bucket with a girdle, since it will not be left there permanently, but not with a rope, which will likely become a permanent knot. Rabbi Yehuda mater. Rabbi Yehuda allows tying with a rope. The Gemara explains that Rabbi Yehuda also agrees that chevel de alma, regular rope, is aser, because that is definitely keshel shakayama, a permanent knot. The machlekes is about a chevel de gardi, a rope that a weaver uses for his work. Rabbana hold that chevel de gardi is also aser, because gazrin and chevel de gardi also chevel de alma. We're concerned that if we allow tying with the weaver's rope, people might come to tie with regular ropes, but Rabbi Yehuda is not concerned. The Gemara uses this distinction between a weaver's rope and a regular rope to resolve the following apparent contradiction. Rav taught, maybe Adam Chavim Teich Beisoy v'koishim b'par b'evis. A person may bring a rope to tie a cow to a feeding bag. Yet the Braisa teaches, Obavad shalo yavi Chavim Teich Beisoy v'yikshim b'par b'evis. One may not tie the two ends of the rope to the cow and the feeding bag. He may tie one end to the cow or bag, only if the other end is already tied to the cow or to the bag. The Gemara answers, Hasam Chavim Diyama. The Braisa is speaking of a regular rope. We do not allow him to tie both ends out of concern that he will later untie only one end and permanently leave the other end on the cow or the bag. Hocha chevel de gardi. Rav is speaking of a weaver's rope. We allow him to tie both ends because after Shabbos, he will surely untie both ends of the rope to take it back to work. The Gemara cites a braisa which teaches another machlekes of Rabbi Yehuda and the Rabbanim regarding a bow. Chevel dli shenifsak lo yehi koishri ilo oinvoy. If the rope of a pale tore, he may not tie it with a knot. Rather, he should tie it with a bow. The Rabbanan hold, Aniva lav kshirihi. A bow is not considered a knot, and people will not confuse a bow with a knot. Rabbi Yehuda Omer, Korich alav punda oi pesakya ubavad shalo yenvenu. He may wrap a belt or girdle around it, but he shall not tie it with a bow. Rabbi Yehuda holds, Aniva gufa kshirihi. A bow is considered a knot. According to Tesis, this is what Rabbi Yehuda wants to point out with his statement at the conclusion of the Mishnah, Klal om Rabbi Yehuda. The sole criterion for a halachic knot is whether it's a kesher shel kayama, a permanent knot. Since we've discussed weaver's ropes, the Gemara discusses the muksa status of various tools used by a weaver. It is permissible to move the poles that the weaver uses to mount the warp on Shabbos because, as Rashi explains, since the weaver would use them for non-weaving purposes as well, they are not considered a kli shemalachti le'isr. When it comes to the Kovet Ha'elyon v'Kovet Ha'tachton, the upper and lower beams, in v'lav v'rafi b'yadeh, Rabbi Yehuda wasn't sure whether it is mukta. But Rav Nachman Meshmul held they are not mukta, and Rabbi Yehuda Bar Levi held they are mukta. The question is based on whether it's mukta because they are generally not used for other purposes because of their heavy weight, or they are not mukta because they are sometimes used. Regarding the amudim, the side posts of the loom, all agree that they are mukta because when they are lifted, they leave holes in the ground right in the middle of the house, and we are concerned, as la shvuy gumas, he will fill in the holes in violation of meleches boina. Sok the Mishnah. Mekaplin asakelim afila abrava chemishapam. One may fold garments several times at Shabbos to prevent creasing. The Gemara qualifies that folding may only be done by one person, on new white clothing, and when one has no other change of clothing. The Gemara digresses to discuss changing one's clothing, lekovid Shabbos, in honor of the Shabbos. Amar Rav Huna, im yesh lil hachlef yachlef. If a person has a second set of clothing to wear on Shabbos, he should change into Shabbos clothing. If not, he should let down his weekly clothing and wear it longer. When done, lekovid Shabbos, it's not mischazi kiramos rucha, it does not appear arrogant. The Gemara has several drushes to teach how Shabbos should be different than weekdays. V'chibadetoy, shlo yehei malbushcha shel Shabbos ke malbushcha shel chol. Your Shabbos clothing should be different than your weekday clothing. Masois trechecha. Your walking should be different on Shabbos in that we should not take long strides, which is generally not recommended anyway since they can diminish a person's eyesight. You should not make monetary calculations except for the sake of a mitzvah. You should not speak on Shabbos as you speak during the week, which Rashi understands to mean that we should not speak about business and monetary matters. And Tosfos understands to mean we should generally not speak too much on Shabbos. Parenthetically, the Gemara mentions that a person should not eat dirt because it's unhealthy. Rav Ami adds, eating dirt of Bavel is comparable to eating the flesh of his ancestors whose bodies decomposed in Bavel. Also, Chazal were geyser not to eat it, since a person once ate dirt and cress and had a cress tree grow in his stomach. The Gemara returns to the topic of Kavod Shabbos with a series of limudim from Psukim in Rus. Naomi said to Rus, you shall wash and anoint yourself and wear your finest clothes, which was referring to her Shabbos clothes. The Pasuk Mishlei says, Ten l'chachma v'yechkem oid. Wise people will enhance ideas that are given to them, as evident in two cases. Rus was told by Naomi to dress up and go to the threshing floor. But she first went to the threshing floor and then dressed up, so that people she met on the way would not think she is seeking to act immorally. Eli advised Shmuel to say, Daber Hashem, speak Hashem, when he heard the voice of Hashem. But Shmuel left out the word Hashem, because he was uncertain if it was indeed the voice of Hashem. Vatelech v'tovei v'talaket basada. The additional word v'tovei teaches, halcha uvas, as shematza b'ni adam hamuganim leilech imam. Ruth went back and forth and waited until harvesters who were decent people would accompany her. Boaz asked, Lemi hanara zois, who is that girl? It was unusual for Boaz to ask about young girls. However, in this case, Dar Chachma Rabba, he was impressed by her wisdom in knowing the laws of Leket, taking only two and not three stalks, or Dvar Tznias Rabba. He saw her act modestly by sitting down when picking up grains. Kivan the Chaza, Vatishak Orpa Lachamaisa, Verus Dovkaba, Amar Shari Ledvukiba. Once Boaz saw that Rus had converted for proper motives, he was comfortable marrying her. In Boaz's comments to Rus, he foreshadowed several future events relating to her offspring, including, Asida Malchus Bez David Lotzis Mimch, David HaMelech will come from your offspring. Asid Ben Lotzis Mimcha, Shemaisav Koshin Kachemetz, a son whose actions were bitter like vinegar, would descend from you, which was referring to Menashe. Asida Malchus Bez David Shadaschalik, and the kingdom of David will one day split.